Very, very cool. Stellar Bloom by Robot Meadows. Let's take a little chill break. This is Lake from Terminal World by Kellen Kassler. Kalen? I'm not sure. Also, this is released on Seikomart, which is a Japanese vaporwave label. Some very, very cool stuff. Hopefully y'all are playing some good games out there. I just started Elden Ring a couple weeks ago, and it is kicking my ass. And also Wind Waker HD. We got the emulator up and running. Don't tell the big Nintendo. But did manage to get that up and running, and it looks gorgeous. So that's my current muse. As well as, you know, the usual Overwatch with the friends. Big shout outs to the homies who play regularly. Love them so much. And a little bit of retro games here and there. Always a little bit of retro games. I know that the new Zelda game just came out this weekend, so it will be coming out in a few days' time. It was already leaked on the internet, but hey, you know, that's how things go these days. What else have we got that's exciting? Let's take a look. Let's go do New Games May 2023. Yeah, Pikmin 4 is coming up. And that's kind of what I am really, really excited for. Coming out on July 21st, Pikmin 4. Diablo 4 also coming out. Dead Island 2 already came out. Let's click on games in May. Lord of the Rings Gollum. That might be interesting if you are a Lord of the Rings fan. Oh, System Shock for the PC. Nice. How about June? Let's see what else. We got Street Fighter 6 coming out in June. Very nice. Interesting. Royal Reverie. We Love Katamari. Whoa! So they're doing a remastered version of We Love Katamari. Fantastic. That was the second game in the Katamari series. Okay, I'd probably pick that up. Because I love Katamari Damacy. One of my top, like, top five games. Easily top three games. I could tell you my top three games. It would be Jet Set Radio Future, Katamari Damacy, and Gravity Rush 2. Those are my top three games of all time. What else? Final Fantasy 16 coming out for PC and PS5 in June. And I believe there was another... There was a sequel. Yeah. The Backbone Preludes to a sequel to Backbone, which was a Vancouver-developed game. So we'll have to dive into Vancouver-developed games in an episode here on Vancouver FM because there are some amazing ones. Did you know that Need for Speed Underground 2 was developed here in Vancouver? Bet you didn't. Next up, we're going to play a quick one from Chemixel. This is A Lot of Otters from the Happy Robots and A Lot of Otters single. You're listening to Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast.
Oh,
That was Cyberspace 1-2 flowing from the Sonic Frontiers soundtrack put out by Sega. Now, a little bit more Zachary Wilson, I think, and maybe a little bit more Lukasz, and then I gotta go run and catch a bus, but don't worry, we will ensure that there is continuity across CGSF to carry you into the 10 o'clock hour with the Rock and Blues Show. Our show neighbors, big ups, big ups. This is Might As Well Jumpstart, using the Mario Kart DS sound fonts from the DSQ album by Zachary Wilson, just released a few days ago. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM, Vancouver FM, synthesized with nostalgia. Here, this is To the Bone by Remute out of Hamburg. We'll be right back. And now, another one from Lukasz. This is Amiga. Able to make sure that I make this bus in the next little bit. We're gonna put two tracks on for airtime for you. This first one is Luminary by X-Lid, and it will be followed by another Lukasz X Sherabon track, Exile. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in to Bitcoover FM. Of course, you can find out more information about the show at bitcoover.com or across any of our social medias. And if you are interested in volunteering for community radio, just check out cjsf.ca. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll be back next week. Ciao. diverse, independent, yours. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC.